我们请弟兄姊妹来翻开以弗所书第五章。
May brothers and sisters please turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章，我们从十五节读到二十一节。
Ephesians chapter 5, we will read verses 15 to 21.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father.
又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们侍立在你的面前，等候你向我们说话。
Father, we wait before you to hear your word.
愿你爱子的血在这厚厚的涂抹，在我们当中。
May once again the blood of your Son cleanse away all of our transgressions.
我们靠着他所赐给我们的名，我们在圣灵里头能够进到父的面前。
We enter in the name of our Lord Jesus through the Spirit before you.
愿圣灵借着已经说过的话，再次向我们说话。
May your Spirit use your word which has already been given to us to speak to us once more.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord.
Amen.
我们说基督徒一生的追求啊，是很简单的，可以说到我们一件事情。
So we say that the whole life pursuit of a Christian can be summed up in a simple thing.
就是一面我们要脱去旧人，我们要穿上新人。
That is on one hand to put off the old man and put on the new man.
这个旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
And this old man is getting corrupted because of its lust.
那么这个新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And this new man is being built up in the image of the Lord, so it's holy.
当我们穿上新人的时候，
And when we put on a new man,
圣经说呢，我们还要披戴基督。
The Bible also says that we need to put on Christ.
当我们穿上新人的时候，是什么事情？是怎么样一回事呢？
So what happens when we put on this new man?
是让人看见我们多么属灵，我们多么追求，我们的人改变了多少？
Is it to show others that we have changed so much, or that we have become holy?
还是说呢，人在我们身上看见的不是我们。
Or is it to say that when we put on this new man, that other people don't see us anymore?
虽然我们穿上了新人。
Even though we have put on a new man.
但是在新人上面我们披戴基督。
But on top of this new man is Christ.
人看见的不再是我们。
So others no longer see us.
不再是我们在主面前有多么美丽。
Not us who are suddenly so beautiful.
我们看见的，真正人看见的是基督他的美丽。
But others see Christ's beauty.
在基督里头我们都不见了。
And in Christ, we are no longer seen.
我们藏身在基督里头。
Because our lives are now in Christ.
所以我们需要在活在新人里头。
So we need to live in this new man.
好叫我们能够住在基督里头，基督能够住在我们里面。
So that we can abide in Christ and He in us.
这是我们呢，在走这条路的时候，我们被披上基督的时候，我们要提醒自己的。
So this is on our pathway when we put on Christ. This is something we need to remember.
人要看的是主他自己。
Others need to see Christ Himself.
那我们说到呢，当我们披上披戴我们呢穿上新人的时候呢，我们要常常活在光里头。
And we say that when we put on this new man, we need to live in the light.
那么在光里头呢，我们会结果子。
Because in the light, we will bear fruit.
那在光里头呢，我们有许多这个属灵的表现。
And we will have many spiritual actions from this.
我们会爱惜，我们会谨慎行事。
We will be careful how we walk.
我们会爱惜光阴,
we will love the light.
我们会做明白主的旨意,
we will understand the will of God.
那么这边今天我们交通的呢, 继续交通, 我们要被圣灵充满。
So today we'll continue fellowshipping on being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么当我们信主之后呢, 基督, 圣灵就住在我们里头。
So after we believe, the Holy Spirit lives in us.
内住的圣灵高于的涂抹, 让我们知道主的旨意是什么。
And the indwelling spirit allows us to understand what the will of God is. And this is the experience of every reborn Christian.
但是呢,
but outside of the indwelling spirit, it says that we need to also be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那个要圣灵的能力要披覆覆庇在我们身上。
That the power of the Holy Spirit must fall upon us.
这个呢不是一个 可有可无的事情,
and this is not something that is optional.
这是呢,
but this is something that every Christian should experience.
它就好像我们呢,要怎么样知道,要谨慎行事,我们怎么样爱惜光阴,我们怎么样知道主的旨意。
It teaches us how to be alert in our walk, how to love and dwell in the light, how to know what the will of God is.
它这里吩咐我们,
here it commands us.
那么要我们能够被圣灵所充满。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满不仅仅只是一个神的应许，神的祝福。
And being filled with the Holy Spirit is not just a blessing.
被圣灵充满是主的吩咐，主的命令。
But this is the commandment of God.
我们要被圣灵充满。
And we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么今天在基督教里头，确实对圣灵充满这件事情有许多的误解。
So there are a lot of misunderstandings in today's church regarding the being filled with the Holy Spirit.
因着灵恩运动所造成的混乱的那个，看见一讲到圣灵充满，我们都讲到一些外面的一些现象。
Because oftentimes when we speak of being filled with the Holy Spirit, we talk about external things.
一些那个神迹奇事，一些大能的这个奇妙的一些事情。
You talk about great miracles and works.
所以呢，今天呢，都不是在基督徒当中常常不太敢讲这个圣灵充满了。
So that's why today people hesitate to talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以，但是呢，这是主的吩咐，主的命令啊。
But this is the order of the Lord. This is His command.
所以我们呢，必须回到神的话里头呢，来看到底神的吩咐是什么。
So we need to return to God's word and see what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么，圣灵充满这个字呢，是路加所特别用的一个字啊。
So being filled with the Holy Spirit is a phrase that is used in Luke.
他在路加福音用了四次，他在使徒行传用了九次。
Luke used it 4 times in the Gospel of Luke and 9 times in Acts.
那么其他唯一的一次用了，就用在这里，以弗所书。
And the only other instance of this phrase is here in Ephesians.
所以我们呢，可能需要回到路加的书信里面，那么来看到底是那个圣灵充满是什么意思。
So we need to return to the writings of Luke to see what he means to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
在路加福音里头说的四次那被圣灵充满呢，都是个人的经历。
So in the Gospel of Luke, the 4 times that it's mentioned reverts back to individual experiences.
他说到约翰，施洗约翰，他在母腹里头就被圣灵充满。
Talks about the John the Baptist being filled with the Spirit.
他的母亲伊丽莎伯，他父亲撒加利亚被圣灵充满说话。
And his parents were also filled with the Spirit to speak.
主耶稣基督他被圣灵充满了，被到旷野里头去受魔鬼的试探。
The Lord Jesus also filled with the Spirit, went into the wilderness to be tempted and tested by the devil.
但是来到使徒行传的时候，
But when we come to Acts,
那么圣灵充满就不仅仅是个人的经历。
Then this being filled with the Holy Spirit, is no longer an individual experience.
确实，在使徒行传里面有许多个人的被圣灵充满，是做了许多的许多那个神的工作。
Indeed, in Acts, we see many people being filled with the Spirit to perform works.
但是好多次他说到圣灵充满的是整个教会一起被圣灵充满。
But oftentimes this phrase is used to describe the entire church being filled with the Spirit.
很多时候，当特别在使徒行传里头，你发觉，当圣灵充满来的时候，它不仅仅是个人的事情。
And you'll see that in Acts, when you read being filled with the Holy Spirit, it's not just an individual experience. But the whole church, the whole body is being filled.
所以整个圣灵充满的是整个身体，整个教会的经历。
So this being filled with the Holy Spirit is the experience of the entire church.
在五旬节的时候,
on Pentecost,
那么因着圣灵充满 圣灵降在圣徒们身上。
Because of the filling of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples.
那么他们都说起各国的话来。
Then they were able to speak many different languages.
他们呢那个讲说神的大能。
And they were able to speak the power of the Lord.
神用他们做了大事。
And the Lord indeed used these people to perform great works.
我们今天呢在为什么要在神面前常常聚集呢？
So why do we need to often gather before God today?
很多时候一些是神的祝福是在聚会的时候领到的。
Because oftentimes a lot of blessings we experience are as a corporate body.
那么在聚会当中的时候，我们在挤茶经的时候，我们在一起聚会的时候，我们在擘饼的时候，圣灵是整个充满身体，我们在里头一同蒙福的。
And in various gatherings, whether it's Bible study, whether it's other types of fellowship, the Holy Spirit fills us and allows us to reveal things to us.
那么在《使徒行传》里面，他用了九次那个圣灵充满了，基本上可以分成三个方面的。
So in Acts, when the being filled with the Holy Spirit is used nine times, you can separate it into three categories.
那么他说到圣灵充满跟我们传福音的这点关系。
The first is in relation to the gospel preaching.
说到圣灵充满跟我们遭遇患难的时候的这个需要。
Or it relates to what we need during times of tribulation.
同时他说到我们服侍主的时候，我们需要被圣灵充满。
Or it refers to when we serve the Lord, how we need to be filled.
是教会请来今天要起来传福音，我们需要被圣灵充满。
So today for your church to spread the gospel, we need to be filled.
因为福音圣灵的工作。
Because the gospel is the Spirit's work.
如果不是被圣灵感动，没有人能够认耶稣基督是主的。
If we are not moved by the Spirit, then we cannot share the gospel.
那么当我们靠着主的恩典，我们的那个圣灵在我们身上各工作，我们传福音啊。
So the Spirit works in us when we spread the gospel.
那么在传福音的时候呢，在走主的路的时候呢，你会发觉呢会遭遇许多的难处。
You realize that when we share the gospel, when we walk the path of the Lord, that we will experience many difficulties.
在基督徒的生活当中，我们不信了主以后就一帆风顺了。
When Christians, after we believe, it's not as if our lives are suddenly calm seas.
在基督徒的我们一生当中会经历许多的艰难。
But we will encounter many difficulties in this walk.
在这些时候呢，我们是更是需要圣灵来充满我们，加添力量给我们。
And in these times, we need even more for the Spirit to fill us and to provide us strength.
那么在《使徒行传》的时候呢
？So in Acts.
那么当五旬节因着圣灵充满，那么他们传福音，有三千人悔改啊。
On Pentecost, when they were filled with the Spirit, spread the gospel, over 3,000 men believed.
他们像一个身体聚在常常聚在一起。
And they were often gathered in one body.
那么神把人数得救的人数天天加给他们。
And daily, the number of believers were increasing.
那有一天呢，当彼得跟约翰他们上圣殿里头去祷告的时候。
So one day when Peter and John went up to the temple to pray.
他遇见一个生来就瘸腿的一个人。
They met someone who was lame from birth.
在那里讨饭，他是需要就是人的施舍。
They were and the beggar was there begging for alms.
然后他们也盼望彼得跟约翰呢能够与他有什么施舍。
And the beggar also asked that Peter and John will also give alms to him.
彼得呢在那个时候呢看着他。
And Peter at this time saw him.
跟他说呢金跟银呢我都没有。
And he said to him that gold and silver I do not have.
我把所有的给你。
But what I do have, I give unto you.
奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And the name of Jesus the Nazarene, walk.
这个人呢，他的立刻就健壮了起来了，走着跳着赞美神。
And this person, after he heard, immediately jumped up and walked and praised God.
因为这件事情呢，是许多的人都会来看，像在五旬节一样的哈。
And we see from this event, sort of like Pentecost, where many people saw this.
这个大家惊讶稀奇，这件事情怎么会成就的啊？
They were amazed how something like this could happen.
那么这个生来就瘸腿的人怎么会行走了呢？
This person who was lame from birth, how come he can walk all of a sudden?
那么彼得呢，借着这个机会呢，就讲了第二篇道。
So Peter, because of this event, gave the second preaching.
你不要以为是我们借着我们这个人有什么样的能力叫他能够好的。
I don't think that it's because of what power that we have to make this man walk.
这个人在这里面前得医治呢，完全是因为拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
But this man was healed because of the name of Jesus the Nazarene.
神已经赐福了这个那个荣耀了他的仆人耶稣基督了。
God has already sent his glorious son, the Lord Jesus. But you gave him onto Pilate for him to be crucified. And the Lord now has resurrected from the dead.
他的灵呢，这个在里面前这个人完全好了。
And because of his spirit, this man is now healed
completely. 这次呢，第二次的信息啊，这个效果更大了。
And after the second preaching, the fruit of the second preaching is even greater.
听到的人呢，有将近5000人那个悔改。
Number of men came to be about 5,000 those who believe.
都是男丁5000人啊。
And this is just men. 那么这件事情呢，是造成一个非常大的一个一大一件大的事情。 So this was a great event at that time.
那么你再想想看呢，在圣殿里头，不管是在什么节期，有5000人呢在里头，他把整个圣殿都充满了啊。
So in this time, whether it's a holiday or not, when you have 5,000 believers gathered in one place in the temple, it's overflowing.
你可以说呢，几乎来圣殿里面的敬拜的人，殿内殿外的人都信了。
And you can say that those in the temple or outside the temple all believe.
I don't
know how many people the temple could fit
at the time.
But you can imagine all those who went in the temple at that time
believed.
So this presented a difficulty to others at that time.
那么那时候的守殿官，那时候的那个祭司，他的那个撒都该人都来了。
And the Sadducees, the priests, the captain of the temple, they all came.
因为他们呢，本着耶稣基督的传讲死人复活，里头非常烦恼啊。
Because they are greatly disturbed by this preaching of the gospel.
把他们抓起来哈，关到第二天。
So he captured the disciples and put him in jail till the next day.
什么时候当神的工作开始这那个开展的时候？
When the Lord's work begins,
你几乎可以确定的一件事情呢，仇敌的工作也从头上开始了。You
can be sure that the enemy's work will also be at work.
仇敌啊，总是想尽的方法拦阻神的工作。Because
the enemy will always try to devise methods to stop God's work.
因为当圣灵在那里工作。Because
on one hand, you have the Holy Spirit working.
仇敌也在那里工作。The
enemy is working on the other hand.
所以第二天呢，那个就把这两个使徒呢带到公会面前。
So the second day, they brought these two disciples before them.
那么当他们到在会公会的时候，是那个城里头的官府、长老、这个大祭司们啊，还有祭司的家族都来了。
And the next day, all the rulers, elders, scribes, high priests, and their family members all came.
叫他们使徒两个使徒站在中间。
And they put the two disciples in the middle.
就问他，言语问他了，说你们是。 是用什么样的能力，奉谁的名做这件事情呢？
And they asked them, by what power, by whose name have you done this?
如果是今天是你我摆在那个中间的话，
So if today if it was you or me in that center,
我们没有几个见过大场面的人。
We are people who haven't seen large audiences before.
因着在圣殿里面呢，说做那个大事啊，几乎全城的那些高官显贵啊，都集在那里了哈。Because
of the event that has transpired, all the high-ranking people were gathered in one place.
我们呢，就算是在那里啊，不恐惧战惊啊，大概也说不出话来啊。We
would probably be there trembling out of fear, unable to speak.
想想呢，那站在那个中间的两位，这个彼得跟约翰啊，他们都是打鱼的。
And consider Peter and John, who were in the center, they were fishermen. They haven't seen such an audience before. How could they stand firm in such a presence?
圣经说,
the Bible says that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit at that time.
就跟他们说,
and he said to them,
他知名的官府啊,
rulers and elders of the people,
如果今天你是为了这个人站在面前好的人物我们是他是怎么好的话,
if we are on trial today for a benefit done to a sick man as to how this man has been made well, then let it be known to all of you.
这个人呢，在面前好的人呢，是因为你们所杀的钉在十字架上面的那个神叫他从死里复活的耶稣基督的名啊。
Let it be known to you and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this man,
他是你们匠人所弃的石头。
by this name, this man stands. He is the stone which was rejected.
But
now has become the chief cornerstone.
除他以外,
and there is salvation and no one else.
那个因为天下人间的,
for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
他们两个是在那里受审的。
So these two people were being judged and penalized.
那么这些这个大祭司们在问他，你做什么事情在审问他呢？
And they were judged, and the high-ranking people were judging him by what have you done?
他们被圣灵充满,
but they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们回来了，就指责这些人。
And in return, they actually pointed back to these high-ranking officials. This lame man who has been healed.
是因着你们所定的十字架。
It is healed by the one that you crucified.
但是神叫他从死里复活的基督啊，耶稣基督的名。
But God has raised him back from the dead. This is the name of the Lord Jesus. It is you, the stone that you have rejected. But now has become the chief cornerstone.
哦，那么这两个渔夫啊，站在这些这个大官显贵当中啊。
So these two fishermen in before such an audience of high-ranking people.
心中不但毫无惧怕。
They have no fear in them whatsoever.
他们直接呢，那个指出啊，他们所犯的错。
They rather point back at the sins of the high-ranking people.
如果我们今天要跟人做见证的话,
if we want to present our testimony today,
如果我们今天碰到一些达官显贵,
if we were to be such a renowned audience,
那么碰到一些这个非常富有发达的人,
if we were before such powerful and rich people,
然后我们要跟他传耶稣, 我们跟他见证主的话,
and we want to spread the gospel to them. We want them to see Christ.
我们里头会不会有点怯怯的?
Well, we have some nervousness.
Shy, afraid. 那么我们大概不太有那样的胆量啊，向他们说话。
We probably don't have the bravery or courage.
但是我们只不要说我们今天有机会跟这些高官们在那里在传福音呢。
Not even about merely the opportunity to present this as well.
今天我们在那个我们的亲友，我们在我们的认识的朋友当中传主的话。
Even when we try to share the gospel with our close friends or family.
我们有没有那样的胆量呢？
Do we have that courage?
那我们在传主的时候，我们有多大的去把握呢？
When we share the Lord, how much of a grasp do we have?
我们呢，对，我们清不清楚我们所说的是什么呢？
Are we clear and understanding of what we are saying?
我们对于我们的生活的见证有没有大的把握呢？
Do we have a firm grasp on our own testimony?
很多时候呢，因为我们的软弱，我们的缺乏。
A lot of times because of our own weakness and lack.
不要说是跟那些达官显贵那个传福音了。
Let's not even talk about the high-ranking people.
跟我们周围的人，我们认识的人，我们都不要这样的胆量来传福音。
Even the people around us whom we are close to, we don't have that courage.
但是这两个使徒啊，因着圣灵的充满了。
But these two disciples, because they were filled with the Holy Spirit,
放胆了传主的道。
They boldly shared the gospel.
那么这些人呢，他看出一看呢，这个这么大的胆量啊。
And these people, when they saw these two sharing with such courage,
这些人呢，什么样的人呢？
They were saying, what type of men are these?
这些人怎么敢在这么多的大人物面前呢，是这样子说话呢？
How are they uneducated, untrained as fishermen, be able to speak such words? These are uneducated men. They had no training, they were not in high positions themselves. How were they able to speak so boldly?
他们说他们就认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
It records here that they began to recognize them as having been with Jesus.
这个认明呢，hypnosis是更深一层的认识清楚这个人是什么样的人。
This recognize in its original language is a deep understanding, deep knowledge.
我想呢，当这两个使徒被带到会公会面前的话，公会人都知道他们是谁。
I think that when the high-ranking officials brought Peter and John before them, they knew who they were.
你们就算不知道，别人告诉他为什么要审这两个人，这样做什么样的事情。
Because they must have heard from others the reason for bringing them before them.
而且呢，就着福音来看，约翰他这个人，他很可能是大祭司的亲属。
And in the Gospel of John,
他是他 那个 apostle John 他是 relative、那个、of the high priest.
Oh, and the apostle John might, himself might even be a relative of the high priest.
他们不会不认识 这两个人。
So they will not recognize
these people. 他们应知道这两个人是耶稣的门徒。
They must know that these are disciples of the Lord.
这里呢他说了他们认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
So here it says they recognize them as having been with Jesus.
这两个人在这面前的表现呢
The actions of those two disciples.
让人看出来什么样的人是跟过耶稣的人。
They allow them to see what type of people have been with the Lord Jesus.
一个跟过耶稣的人是这样子的，在神面前有胆量。
Because one who has been with Jesus is able to act so boldly with confidence.
当圣灵充满他的百姓的时候。
When the Holy Spirit filled the people.
当圣灵让我们在我们里面有胆量为他做见证的时候。
When the Holy Spirit provides us his courage to be a testimony,
人看见的是什么呢?
What do people see?
人在看见的是这个人怎么来的这么大的胆量呢?
Well, people see, oh, where, from what source did this person suddenly have such courage?
怎么样夸奖这个人说话说得这么有能力吗?
Well, people praise us for our eloquence.
确实这些人看,这些人看到这些人的时候看到 这两使徒的时候、啊、他们怎么拿来的胆量他们原来是没有无知没有这个、无知的小民啊
Indeed, when Peter and John spoke so boldly, they had no idea where this came from because these are untrained people.
但是呢圣灵降到他们身上
But when they were filled with the Holy Spirit,
让人看见的
what they saw
不仅仅只是他们有那个胆量他们能够说话
It's not just the courage or eloquence of Peter and John.
他们认明他们原来是跟过耶稣的
But they recognize that they have been with Jesus.
圣灵来做见证他永远都是为他儿神的儿子耶稣基督做见证的
When the Holy Spirit comes and allows us to bear that testimony, it is the testimony of Christ that others see.
今天我们在讲是圣灵充满
Today we talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们追求圣灵充满
We pursue after being filled with
the Holy Spirit. 多少时候人看见的是这个人有这么大多大的能力
How often do people see us who are so big and bold?
这个人有这么大的那个神迹奇事能够叫的病人好了叫这个瘸子能够站起来
Or how much do they focus on that this man has healed another man, performed a miracle?
人看见的是这个人说话多么大的能力
Or others see that this man speaks with such eloquence and might
多少人这人的名被高举
How often does the name of man be lifted up?
多少人能看见的是人的作为
How often do others see that this is the work of man?
圣灵来他永远都是为耶稣基督做见证的
But the Holy Spirit comes always to bear the testimony of Christ.
圣灵充满
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
让我们有能力能够传讲主耶稣基督
We are given the ability to share the Lord Jesus.
他的一个目的
And the purpose
让人看见的是那个赐能力的主
is that others may see that this comes from the Lord, as the Lord himself.
圣灵的充满从来不是高举人的。
Because being filled with the Holy Spirit is not meant to exalt man.
圣灵来永远都是为耶稣基督做见证的。
But it is to bear that testimony of the Lord Jesus.
因着他们的见证。
And because of their testimony.
大祭司们啊没话可说。
The high priests and officials, they had nothing to say.
他们呢就那个这个严严的斥责啊，这个恐吓了一番呢、啊，把他们的就把他们的那个遣走了。
They were casted them out of the temple.
那么叫他们回去了。
And told them to return.
他们回到那个弟兄们当中啊，把这件事情告诉了他们。
So when Peter and John returned to the brethren, they shared what had happened.
当聚会听见这件事情以后。
And when the church heard what happened,
那么整个聚会就开始祷告。
The whole church started praying.
那他们用诗篇第二篇呢，说到这个外邦啊，为什么争闹？这君王为什么起来？这个与他这个这个谋算那个虚妄的事啊，他们要起来要抵挡那主了跟他的受膏者。
And they were praising the Lord because they.He fulfilled the prophecy in Psalm 2 where it says, Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples devise futile things?
那么确实在这个城里头不但主在的时候是这样现在更是这样。
Indeed, not only at that time, not only when the Lord was there did this happen, but also it happens now. That they need to rise up to against these kings of the earth.
这时候他们恐吓我们.
Because at this time, these people hate us.
受恐吓的是彼得跟约翰.
The one who were chastised was Peter and John.
那么恐吓, threaten, threaten.
Oh, threaten, okay. Mm-hmm.
但是仇敌的工作永远不是在一个两个人身上的.
But the work of the enemy is not just on a single person or two.
他们永远是他的目标是神的身体的，主的身体.
But the target of the enemy is the body.
他们呢这时候已经感觉到了.
And the brethren felt it at the time.
逼迫马上就来了.
That persecution will come.
不单是一个两个使徒是这样的，整个身体都会受逼迫的.
Not just one or two brothers will suffer persecution, but the whole body will.
所以呢，他们在祷告.
So they prayed there.
他们呢，一念呢，求你叫你仆人们能够大放胆量，能够传你的道.
That they asked that the servants may speak the word of confidence.
一面呢，这伸出手来呢，医治疾病呢，叫这那个叫这个生病的人好起来.
That God would extend His hand to heal.
这是呢，他们在那里的祷告.
This was their prayer.
这也是圣灵已经做过的工作.
And this was the work of the being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么在五旬节的时候呢，他圣灵降下来，他那个让人说方言，然后呢，那个彼得借了这件事情，他传讲这信息.
On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out amongst the disciples, and Peter was able to share in many different languages.
那么到了在这个圣殿的时候呢，也是一样哈，借着神迹奇事，然后借着传讲了一篇道，这个那个主的名被传开来。
And also now, when he healed the beggar, the lame beggar, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he was able to share again.
圣灵在做事的时候呢，他总是这两方面都一起做的。
So when the Holy Spirit performs his work, both of these things occur.
一面呢，圣灵有能力，他会行神迹奇事。
On one hand, the Holy Spirit has power and will be able to enable miracles and great works.
那么一面呢，圣灵总是借着这神迹奇事呢，传讲神的话。
And on the other hand, the Holy Spirit will always use these great works to allow the sharing of the Lord.
那这两件事情是分不开的。
So these two things are inseparable.
那么今天呢，那么很多时候人是只在那里追求外面的一些圣灵上的能力。
So oftentimes today, people only pursue after the external works.
但是呢，他们不追求主的话。
But they don't pursue after the word from the Lord.
那么对于那个神为什么要做这些神迹奇事，他们都不清楚。
And they fail to understand why God allowed these miracles to happen in the first place.
没有神的话来支持，来成为他们的那个支柱，为告诉他们为什么神要做这些事情。
And there's no aspect of God's word to them to help them understand the purpose of these miracles.
难怪今天在这个灵恩运动里面有这么多的混乱。
And it's no matter, it's no reason why today that there's so much chaos amongst the church.
多少弟兄们告诉我们呢，他们在这样的运动里头，确实经历到圣灵的大能。
So oftentimes we hear people saying that they do experience the works of the Holy Spirit in their midst.
但是人呢，就追求外面的那些经历啊。
But these men pursue after the external things.
常常呢，就不愿意来读主的话。
And they refuse to read the word of God.
没有神的话做他们的根基啊，以致他们就常常走偏了。And
because the word of God is not their foundation, they constantly go astray.
当他们这样子祷告完了以后，So
after they finished praying here,
就是摸着神的祷告。
This was a prayer that touched God.
整个聚会震动啊。And
the whole meeting place was shaken.
他们都被圣灵充满。And
they were a whole church was filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二次呢，他是圣灵呢充满整个聚会的。
So this is the second time where the whole church was filled with the Holy Spirit.
这时候，教会所要面对的。
So at this time, what the whole church was facing
是整个教会要受到逼迫的。
Was that the whole church will be persecuted.
所以呢，整个教会呢，这时候呢，被圣灵充满。
So the whole church was filled with the Holy Spirit.
就放胆开口讲主的道。
And they began to speak the word of God with boldness.
那确实呢，你到第五章的时候啊，你就发觉呢，这时候的逼迫啊，继续临到啊。
And you'll see in chapter 5 that this persecution comes time and time again.
这时候呢，不仅仅只是使徒的彼得跟约翰了。
And this persecution is no longer limited to just Peter and John.
那时候的逼迫呢，是领导所有的使徒们。
But this persecution came to all the brethren.
那么所有的这使徒们呢，都被下到监里头去了。
And all these disciples were threatened.
那么他们所有的使徒都面对这个来自仇敌的那个恐吓。
All these disciples were threatened by the enemy.
他们呢，那个大祭司们呢，就说：“我不是严严的嘱咐你们，不准奉这个人的名讲道吗？”
And the high priest would say to them, "Did I not tell you that you cannot share the name of the Lord here?"
那彼得呢？那时候呢，起来跟众使徒们一起说了，说一句非常重要的一句话。
So Peter arose at that time and said something, on behalf of all the disciples.
顺从。人不顺顺从人不顺从神，这话是应当的吗？
We obey God, not man.
我们呢必须顺从神，我们不能顺从人。
We must obey God rather than men.
我们在地上生活，确实是要顺服在位掌权的。
On this earth today, we must obey the one who has the power.
那么当纳粮的我们纳粮，当那个上税的我们上税。Pay tax.
We need to pay taxes and obey the local laws.
这些在上掌权的是神所设立的。
Because those who have authority are established by the Lord.
我们有责任来顺服他们。
We have this responsibility to obey them.
唯一一件事情例外。
But there is one exception.
就是当他们起来违背神的时候。
Is that when these rulers disobey God?
他要我们离弃我们的信仰的时候。
When they want us to let go of our faith.
我们呢，这时候只能顺从神，我们不能顺从人。
At this time, we must obey God rather than man.
那么这是在那个时候啊，在那个整个教会在逼迫底下以后，他们呢寻求是出来的一条路。
So as the church was being persecuted at this time, a pathway was open for them.
今天呢，在这个世上一样的应用。
Today in this world, it's the same way.
那么对于在上掌权的，我们的态度是什么？
What is our attitude towards those with authority?
一面呢，我们顺服。
On one hand, we obey.
一面呢，我们不能顺服。
On one hand, we don't obey.
当他们违背神的时候，我们不能顺服。
Because when they go against God, we cannot obey them.
为了这个缘故啊，整个教会开始更越加的兴旺啊。
Because of this, the whole church.
兴旺起来啊，那 prosper.
Oh, would prosper.
一面来说呢。当圣灵在越这个工作的能力越明显的时候
，On one hand, when we encounter these in different environments，
那个当圣灵在那里工作更明显的时候
，When the work of the Holy Spirit is more obvious，
那么仇敌的工作就越来越厉害
，The work of the enemy will become even greater too。
但是呢，在历史上告诉我们
，But throughout the course of history, we see，
就是那个逼迫越厉害的时候。
It is when the persecution is even greater.
神的福音是更加广传的时候。
That the gospel is shared even more.
那么什么时候逼迫来临的时候？
And when persecution comes.
是神的儿女受试炼的时候。
When the disciples are tested.
那么外面看来好像神的工作受拦阻了。
On externally, it seems that the word of God has been obstructed.
但是总是在那个时候，神的福音更加广传了。
But instead, it is at these times that the word of God spreads even more.
在那个时候也是这样啊。
So it was like this at that time.
那么那时候呢，有许多的那个人呢信了主。
So at that time, many people believed in the Lord.
那么不但是这个门徒的数目加增了，许多连祭司都起来信了主。
And not only were the common people believing, but even the priests believed themselves.
那时候呢，主兴起一个人。
So at that time, God raised up the Lord raised up someone.
叫斯提凡。
Which is Stephen.
斯提凡呢，他是这个耶路撒冷所选出来七个执事之一。
And Stephen was the one who was chosen by the seven deacons.
那么斯提凡呢，他是。这个有恩惠有能力啊，他行了许多的大神迹奇事。
He was one of the seven deacons, and he was able to perform great works.
那么有一些会堂的人呢起来啊，这个跟抵挡他。
There arose people in the church to oppose him.
那么斯蒂凡呢，以智慧跟圣灵去那个说话，这些人都抵挡不住。
But Stephen was able to speak and perform with grace and wisdom that the other people could not oppose him.
那么，所以他们就买了人来了，那个做假证证、假见证的控告他。
So these opposers pick people to come up with false accusations against him.
那么呢，这斯蒂凡呢，这时候被带到公会里头。
So Stephen was brought before the council.
那这些人呢，就起来啊，这个控告他。
And these people accused him.
他说这个人呢，说话不住的糟践圣所跟律法。
That Stephen did not speak according to the law.
他的这些人呢，要这个要改变呢，这个摩西所要教给我们的规条。
That this man is going against the law that was came down from Moses.
那么大祭司呢，就问他说：“真有这件事吗？”
So the priest asked him, "Did this indeed happen?"
《使徒行传》呢，第七章啊，是斯蒂凡在大祭司在这些人的那个公会人面前呢，所说对他自己的辩护。So
Acts chapter 7 records Stephen's defense, his speech to defend himself.
他从亚伯拉罕开始说起。
He begins speaking from the time of Abraham. He speaks of how Abraham was called. How the forefathers were led to Egypt. And how the Lord used Moses to bring these people out of Egypt. How the law was given to them while they were in the wilderness. How they built the temple.
然后呢，怎么样？神借着约书亚把这个会幕带到他们应许之地。
How Joshua then brought this tabernacle into the promised land.
怎么样？大卫跟那个是所罗门接着盖了神的圣殿。
How David and Solomon later built the temple.
我们在读这章的时候，
So when we read this chapter.
我们可能都要很花大的这个聚精会神才把这个这章读完。聚精啊，concentrating。We must
concentrate on his defending speech.
他在那里呢，不是在为自己辩护。He's
not there to debate.
他在那里呢，就为了上主日学。Sunday school.
He's not there to teach us Sunday school.
对，他在那里呢，告诉他们他们过去所发生的历史。
But he rather lists out what has happened throughout history.
他是向谁在说话呢?
And whose name was he speaking in?
这些人呢，就是一些长老啊，一些这个啊文士啊，大祭司啊。The
audience he was speaking to were highly learned people, scholars, priests.
那这些告他的人呢，也都是从公会里头来的人。And
those who accused him also came out from the temple.
这些人都熟悉神的律法的。
So these people were familiar with the law of God.
这些话他们应该都很熟悉的。
So these people should be familiar with these words.
当他讲这么长的一篇话的时候，
And when he spoke such a long speech,
又很稀奇，
It's very amazing.
没有人打断他的话。
There's nobody who interrupted him.
没有人跟他说， 你讲这些干嘛？ 我们这些我们都晓得。
Nobody stopped and interrupted and said, Why are you saying this? I already know.
斯蒂凡是用智慧和圣灵说话。
Stephen spoke with much with wisdom and spirit.
在圣灵在那里说话的时候,
and he spoke in the spirit.
连他的仇敌都在静静地听,
even the enemy quietly listened.
而且他说话的时候呢，脸上啊，好像是天使的脸，那个天使的脸面。
And when he spoke, his face was as if that of an angel.
吸引他们尊。 这个专心，这个细心，在那听他讲话。
And they all people were listening carefully to his words.
他为什么讲这么这些话呢？
So why did he say talk about these things?
他证明一件事情。
He proved one thing.
他说呢，你们这些人呢，是背着景象啊，是那个心与口未受割礼的人。
He says that these you men. Were stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart.
你们呢，常时抗拒圣灵的。
You always resist the Holy Spirit.
你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。
You are doing just as your fathers did.
他讲这许多的历史啊，他也说到以色列人他们在出埃及的时候，他们就拜偶像。
Because when he talked about the history, he mentioned how the Israelites, after coming out of Egypt, worshiped idols.
他们在旷野40年的时候，就把那个摩洛的帐幕、黎番神的心，那个他们扛着走的。
And in the wilderness, how they were carrying on things.
43.
They also took along the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of the god Rumpha.
那么你们的祖宗是什么样的人，你们也是什么样的人？
So how the fathers were, these people were the same.
哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫的呢？
Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute?
那许多那个传讲耶稣基督那个要来的义者的那些先知都被他们所被逼迫，被他们所杀了。
Because they killed those who had previously announced the coming of the righteous one.
今天呢，你把那不但是把那义者来的已经来的义者杀了，也卖了。
And today, not only have you betrayed the person, the righteous one, but you murdered him as well.
他说：“你们受了天使所设的律法，你们不遵守。”
Because you received the law as ordained by angels and you did not keep it.
这些人他们在控告斯蒂凡，说他要毁坏摩西所教的规条。
So these people who originally threatened and accused Stephen of breaking the law of Moses.
这些人控告斯蒂凡说他不守律法。
These people who accused him of not upholding the law.
斯蒂凡讲了这么长的一篇话。
Stephen gave such a long speech.
那么他要证明一件事情，不是我不守律法。
And the result was that he said that it's not I who did not uphold the law.
是你们这些因着颈项、心和耳未受割礼的人，你们在犯律法。
But it is you who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart. You broke the law.
是你们不走这主神的道路。
It is you who are not walking the way of the Lord.
是你们的是些那个拜偶像这那个人的那个后代。
It is you who are the descendants of idol worshippers.
哎呀，他们好像大梦初醒一样。
So when they heard this, they were in an uproar.
哇，原来讲这么多是为了要控告我们呢。
That Stephen will speak so much. With the purpose of accusing them.
就非常的恼怒啊，跟他向他咬牙切齿。
So it says that they were cut to the quick and they began gnashing their teeth at him.
哇，这个人呢，要是有可能的话呢，立刻就要把这个人除掉。
That if possible, that must do away with this person immediately.
你可以想象呢，在那个那样的场合里头，这些人每一个人向他咬牙切齿的时候，如果是你是我们是史蒂凡在那里的话。
You can imagine that environment where all these people were gnashing their teeth at Stephen. If we were Stephen, we would probably be trembling.
恨不得就立刻当时把他撕裂了。That
they wanted to rip him apart at that time.
这次呢，斯蒂凡被圣灵充满。But
Stephen was then filled with the Holy Spirit.
他说他看见天开了，看见神的荣耀。And
he saw heaven open. He saw the glory of God.
他说他看见耶稣呢，那个天开了，人子呢站在神的右边。
And he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Because when our Lord died,
raised from the dead,
He ascended into heaven and now is at the right hand of God. And now the Son of Man has stood up to welcome his servant. Because he knows that his servant is now will now go to him.
比那个斯蒂凡圣灵充满他，看见这样的异象。
Stephen, being filled with the Holy Spirit, saw this.
看见这样的荣耀。
He saw the glory.
毫无畏惧地说出来这样的荣耀。
He saw this great glory.
当众人听见这些话的时候。
So when the people heard these words,
他们就是捂着大声喊叫，捂着耳朵啊！这怎么可以说这种亵渎的话呢？就把他给推到门外去，用石头把他给打死了。They
cried out with a loud voice and covered their ears because how dare Stephen say such a thing? And they drove him out of the city and stoned him.
当斯蒂凡讲完这些话了以后。
After Stephen finished saying these words,
当斯蒂凡当面指责他们的错的时候,
when Stephen pointed out their transgressions,
当面说出不是我守不守律法，是你们这些人不守律法，你们把那个要来的义子给杀了时候,
when Stephen said, "It is I, not I, who did not uphold the law, but you."
当这些人向他咬牙切齿的时候,
when these men began gnashing their teeth at Stephen,
他当然知道，他这时候说任何的话都非常的谨慎，因为立刻就成为他们手中的把柄。
He must know that any word he utters will put him in a dangerous predicament. And when he saw this environment, he must be very clear of what would happen. if he were to share what he has saw,
他立刻就要被当作亵渎的说亵渎话的人被他打死的。
If he shared what he had seen, that the people must stone him.
是因为圣灵充满,
but because he was filled with the Holy Spirit,
他都毫无畏惧,
he was without fear.
他根本没有想到将要发生的事情。
He did not care about what would happen.
直接的因为天上的荣耀吸引了他。
Because he admired the glory of God in heaven.
天上的那个向他所显的荣耀在他里面支撑了他。
Because he was upheld by this glory that from heaven.
圣灵充满了他。
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
很自然的就把这样的意象说出来。
So he shared what he had saw.
就算他立刻被石头打死了。
And he was stoned.
一面他在求主耶稣基督接受他的灵魂。
On one hand, he said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
那么一面呢,
on the other hand, he also prayed for these people.
主啊,
he says, Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
何等样的得胜的光景?
This is such an image of an overcomer.
那么是因为圣灵充满了缘故,
because this man was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他面对这么大的逼迫,
he saw such great persecution and he was without fear.
在历史历代里头,
throughout history,
有多少人前仆后继地为主殉道?
How many people have shared the word and became martyrs?
有多少圣徒走在这个殉道的行列中?
And how many people go on this path of martyrdom?
有的被鞭打, 有的被监禁,
some have been imprisoned, some have been beaten.
有些人被砍头, 有人被绞刑,
some people have been cut into pieces.
有人被火焚烧, 有人被丢到狮子笼里头去,
some have been burned, some even thrown into the lion's den.
每一次大逼迫来的时候, 多少的殉道的人走在他殉道的行列中。
When such great persecution comes, yet how many people still are willing to go on this pathway?
我们要问, 他们不怕吗?
Or can we say that these people are not afraid?
当他们走上刑场的时候, 要忍受最残酷的刑罚的时候,
when they must experience the worst treatment from others,
他里面不会胆怯吗?
Are they not afraid of these things?
他们怎么样面对这么样大的那个残酷这样的刑罚呢?
How do they stand up against all these things?
我们想到, 只要我们还在肉身当中,
so as long as we are still in the flesh,
当我们面对这些死亡, 面对这么大的逼迫的时候, 不会不惧怕的。
When we face death and such persecution, we will be afraid.
在那个时候里头惧怕是很自然的事情。
And it's natural to be afraid.
那怎么会有这么多的人前仆后继的, 毫无畏惧的走上殉道的路呢?
Yet how could there be people who are without without a fear be willing to walk on this pathway?
当我们听见在中国那个大逼迫的时候,
when we consider the great persecution in China,
那么多少圣徒为着主的名的缘故, 他们被杀, 他们被关, 他们受刑。
How many saints in China, because of the Lord's name, they have been imprisoned, they have been beaten?
我母亲啊,告诉我,她说在大陆上的,她听见的一些事情。
My mother told me that she heard something happened in China.
那么有基督徒啊,被带到河边,河边啊。
That the Christians were brought to the sea, or lake.
每个人前面呢,把一个十字架。
And in front of each person was a cross.
只有你把十字架推到河里头去,踢到河里头去。
And they told these Christians, as long as you kick these crosses into the lake, then you can leave immediately. And not one person moved. Not one person rejected the Lord. And all these Christians ended up being burned.
No, machine gun, killed by machine gun.
Oh, got killed by machine gun fire. So where did these people get such strength?
圣灵在这时候充满他们。
These people were filled with the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵充满的时候, 里头没有任何的畏, 没有恐惧。
And when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, there's no longer fear.
在中世纪有一个圣徒, 他被判火刑的时候。
Is that burned? When there was one Christian who was ordered to be burned.
在火刑当中，他伸出他的双手来放在火上，让火烧。
This person even outstretched his arms to be burned by the fire.
欢欢喜喜的在那个被主接去。
He was joyously taken by the Lord.
是圣灵在他们里面工作。
The Holy Spirit works in them.
是圣灵在他们里面支撑他们，赐给他们力量。
It is the Holy Spirit that upholds them and provides them strength.
当他们面对这么大的逼迫的时候。
And when we face such great persecution, then you are able to stand firm in the name of the Lord. If it was not for the work of the Holy Spirit, then no man would be able to stand against such things.
有时候我们在读到这些是主的话，我们在交通这些事情的时候。
So when we talk about these occurrences, when we speak about these
things, 都会问说，如果我在那个场合底下的话，我站不站得住呢？
You might say, if it was us in that circumstance, would we be able to stand firm?
在中国大陆有一个公安人员，他事后他做见证，他不是做见证，他事后说一句话。
So in mainland China, there was a
专门逼迫基督徒的。
There was a person who purposefully persecuted Christians.
他说的，没有一个基督徒在我手下不屈服的。
And he said that 不屈服。
Surrender.
There is not one Christian who will not surrender to me.
他们所说是用这个刑法，不是人手能够人应该可以想象的。我们在那个情况下，我站得住吗？
And this person greatly persecuted Christians. So will we in that circumstance be able to
stand firm? 我们在交通的时候说是不用想那么多。
And
why we are sharing all this?
So why are we sharing all of these things?
说我们不用想那么多哈。
So we don't need to share all of these things.
这些圣徒们他们走上刑场的时候，
These Christians when they are walking this way,
大概没有一个人在想他自己能不能够撑得住。
They don't consider whether they would be able to stand firm themselves.
圣灵在那个时候自然的临到他们，充满他们，他们很自然的走上刑场，毫无惧怕。
Because the Holy Spirit will fill these people, and they will be able to walk without fear.
这是圣灵要做的事情。
Because this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
他负一切的责任。
He takes responsibility.
在约伯记里面呢，他说一句话。
In Job, it says such a thing.
他说人生在世啊，遭遇患难啊，如火星飞腾。
That man was born into trouble as sparks fly upward.
难处就在我们的周围。
Difficulties are around us.
你要在世上生活，我们不会不遇见难处的。
If you are to live in this world, you must face difficulties.
这个世界充满了许多的灾难，许多的天灾人祸。
And there's so much tribulation in this world. There's so many disasters.
不单是这世界的人他会遭遇。
And it's not just the worldly man that will.
基督徒活在这个世上，我一样的在遭遇的事情。
Christians will also encounter such things.
新冠肺炎来的时候，它不仅仅只是临到这些不信的人。信徒人一样的。
When the coronavirus came, it's not just non-believers who got it; it's also believers got it as well.
当这个海啸来的时候，它不仅仅只会冲走那些不信的人，基督在里头一样被冲走。
When tsunamis come, it's not just non-believers who get swept away, but also believers.
那么基督徒在世上是生活，不但是要遇到这些天灾人祸。
So Christians will encounter these disasters on earth as well.
那么基督徒的我还会为着主的缘故啊，会要受逼迫的。
But in addition to this, they will also be persecuted because of their belief.
主说呢，因为我们不属世界，这世界就恨我们。
Because the Lord says that we are not this world, so the world hates us.
那么这撒旦呢，要塞我们像塞麦子一样。
And Satan will
shift like shifting wheat.
Sweep us like wheat.
那么，基督徒在这世上，不但是要遇见跟世人一样遇见许多的灾难，我们还要为我们信仰的缘故，要面对了许多的逼迫。
So Christians on this earth not only have to experience all these disasters, but also be persecuted because of their faith? And how do we stand firm in such an environment? When the Lord came upon the earth, His purpose was to die for man on the cross. Because of the sin of man, He suffered the worst punishment. On the cross, He not only experienced physical suffering, because the cross at the time was the worst punishment. He also had to suffer the scorning and ridicule of the enemy and his soul. Because they said, if you were the Son of God, then come down from that cross. But all these things cannot compare to what he had to suffer in his spirit. Because on the cross he says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Because for all time before this, he never once was separated from the Father. But on the cross, for you and my sake, the Father did not look on him.
他的灵魂身体都接受了神的审判。
So his body, soul, and spirit were all suffered the judgment. And the pain and suffering he endured is not something that we man can experience. In Gethsemane, he prayed three times and asked the Father, that if his Father was willing to remove this cup from him, but not by my own will, but yours.
他祷告了一次,
He prayed once again. He prayed for a total of three times.
难道我们的主他不知道他来的目的就是为我们要上十字架?
Is it that our Lord did not know His purpose when He came
难道在最后一个关头他退缩了吗?
Is it that in, as He was about to go on a cross that He wanted to retreat?
难道他不知道这是 如果有其他的方法的话，有其他的途径，他不会让他的儿子受这样的苦的。
Is it that he thought that the father might have alternative methods that would prevent him from going on the cross?
如果父有可能的话，他不会让他的儿子受这么大的苦的。
Because if it was possible, the father would not let his son endure such suffering.
那么他为什么这样子祷告呢？
But then why did he pray this way?
因为他在肉身当中。
Because he was in flesh.
他跟你我一样要承受这么大的苦楚。
Like you and me, he had to endure the suffering.
没有一个人在肉身当中能够承受这么大的那个审判。
And no one in flesh can endure such things.
若不是我们的主这样的祷告,
if the Lord did not pray in this way,
我们真的不知道我们的主他是神的儿子真的是降卑像我们像人的一样。
Then we will never truly understand how he as Son of God truly became flesh.
当他站在人的地位上在承受这样的审判的时候,
and when in flesh he suffered this judgment.
他怕他不知道他能不能够承受得住。
He was afraid he did not know if he could endure such things.
他向父祷告。
So he prayed to the Father.
我们呢，一面我们值得看见主确实站在人的地位上，他完完全全的人为我们承受这一切的事。
So we see that the Lord Jesus indeed truly became man and suffered these things for us.
我们看见他是如何当顺服父的心意，执意去做。
And we can also see how he was obedient to the Father's will.
但是照你的旨意,
by your will, not mine.
我们的主怎么样承受这个十字架的那个苦楚呢?
So then how did the Lord Jesus endure the sufferings on the cross?
这个没有任何人,就算是完全的那个人子都没有办法承受的苦, 他怎么样过来的呢?
That if this was a punishment that no one in flesh can bear, how did the Lord Jesus bear it?
希伯来书第九章第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵的献给神。
How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God?
他的血岂不能够洗净你们的心,除去你们的死心,叫你们侍奉了永生神吗?
Cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
十字架的苦楚是在人子在肉身当中是没有办法承受的。
Because one in flesh, it's impossible. It's overwhelming to suffer such way. But it is the Holy Spirit who strengthens him in this time. It is the eternal Spirit who fills him so that he can endure through the suffering of the cross. And he offered himself without blemish to God.
受害不还口,受害不说威吓的话,
he did not say anything, he did not threaten back, he did not do anything that was against God. Yet he prayed for those who crucified him.
主在地上的时候,
on earth, it was the Spirit who has led the Lord through.
他不但是从圣灵怀了胎,
he was conceived by the Spirit.
他在受浸的时候,
he was filled by the Spirit when he was baptized.
他在旷野的时候,
he was led by the Holy Spirit in the wilderness.
他在地上行所有的事情,
all the works and miracles he performed because the Spirit filled him. And lastly, on the cross, it is the eternal Spirit that offered himself. It is the Spirit that strengthened him to endure such things.
主说呢,
the Lord says that if anyone wants to follow me, he must take upon his cross. If you want to follow the Lord, there's no other way. We also need to take up our own cross and follow him. The sufferings of the cross, is this something that we can endure?
我们什么时候能够靠着自己担得起十字架的苦楚呢?
When can we rely on ourselves to take upon that cross?
十字架要是做的工作,
the work of the cross
是要把我们的灵跟魂分开来的,
is to separate our spirit and soul.
要把我们这个人呢, 有人Sparky弟兄说这是个血淋淋的把我们这个人从身上 这老我要脱下来啊，脱去老我不是那么容易的事情。
Brother Spark said that this is violently taking away our spirit from this old man.
我们怎么能够脱去那个旧人呢？
How do we put off the old man?
只有借着十字架。
Only through the cross.
就十字架能够做这样的工作，让我们脱去旧人，我们能够穿上新人。
Only through the work of the cross can we take off this old man and put on a new man.
十字架的
and the burden of the cross is not something that we can endure ourselves. No one can rely on themselves to bear the cross. If our Lord needs to rely on the Spirit to endure the cross, then the only way for us to bear our cross today is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's for the Spirit to strengthen us. So we have enough strength and grace to walk this way. Ephesians says that, but be filled with the Spirit. The Bible does not say certain people be filled with Spirit.
不是那些只有那些在苦难当中的，经过许多的困苦的人呢，他们需要圣灵的充满。
Does not say only those who are enduring difficulties and in tribulation must be filled.
没有错。
It's not wrong.
当我们在难处当中的时候，
when we are in difficulties,
当我们经历
when we experience physical difficulties,
当医生宣告我们有这个绝症的时候,
when the doctor tells us that we have a terminal illness,
当公司宣布你要被解散, 我们年纪大了找不到事情的时候,
when your company says that you must be let go and you're an old age already,
当我们那个家中有许多的难处发生的时候,
when we have difficulties at home, we do need to be filled by the Holy Spirit to give us adequate strength to overcome. But don't wait till these circumstances to be filled. Because the verse does not say be filled only in these difficult circumstances, that you must be filled now.
不是那些那些那个大传道人是神的那些大仆人，他需要被神圣灵充满。
And it's not just those great preachers of God who need to be filled by Spirit.
不是那些写起来要传福音的人，他们要一下带3000人、5000人悔改的人需要圣灵充满。
It's not just those great evangelists who lead 3,000, 5,000 men that need the Spirit.
那句话是向神他的身体说的。
But this verse is given to all the body.
每一个在基督里头的人。
Everyone who is in Christ.
都要被圣灵充满。
Need to be filled by the Spirit.
这是神的应许。
This is the order of God.
这是神的
吩咐。A promise of God. This is His order.
这是他自己的命令。
This is His commandment.
不要等到难处的时候，我们才说圣灵来充满我们。
Do not wait for difficult circumstances then to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
当你听到那个大陆那个公安讲那句话的时候。
When we think back about the saying of the man in mainland China,
the policeman,
多少的基督徒在他底下弃绝了主的命。So many Christians let go of their faith because of what that policeman said.
当逼迫来的时候。
When persecution came.
感谢主，有多少的人走上殉道的路上。
But thank the Lord, there's also people who walk the correct way.
但多少人跌倒弃绝了主的命。
But there are also many of those who fell away from the faith.
他们弃绝他们的信仰，他们让主的名受羞辱。
They relinquished their faith. They let the name of the Lord be ridiculed.
为什么这么大的差别呢？
Why is there such a big difference?
不要等到那个时候难处来的时候，我们再来求圣灵充满。
Don't wait for those circumstances then to pray to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
太生疏了。
Because it's too late.
太生疏了，我们不知道怎么样让圣灵给我们充满。
Because at that point, we won't understand what it means to be filled by Spirit.
今天我们就可以被圣灵所充满。
But today, we can start asking.
不但我们信主了以后，有圣灵住在我们里头。
After we believe, we know that the Spirit dwells within us.
我们天天的那个顺服那个圣灵在我们里面的带领。
And we know that we need to obey the leading of the Spirit.
恩膏的教训叫我们知道这什么是对的，什么是不对的， because, 什么是讨神喜悦的。
Because it is the anointing of the teaching that teaching of the anointing that we are able to decipher right and wrong.
但很多时候我们不是不知道。
But a lot of times it's not that we don't know.
我们是做不出来。
It's that we are unable to put it into action.
内住的圣灵让我们知道什么是讨神喜悦的。
The indwelling Spirit teaches us what is pleasing to God.
那我们怎么样活出神喜悦的生活呢？
But how do we live out this life?
一样不是靠自己的，你活不来的。
Again, it's not by ourselves. You can't live
this way. 另外的一个应许。
The other promise.
是你要被圣灵充满。
Is that you be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满的时候。
And when you're filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们不但知道什么样子是对的，什么样子是这神的心意。
Then not only will you know what's right and wrong,
我们有能力能够活出来神的心意。
Or what's the will of God, but we can live out this will.
我们欢欢喜喜走在神的道路中。
And we can joyously walk this way.
是圣灵在我们每天的生活当中，就赐给我们力量，我们能力走在他的心意里头。
And the Holy Spirit will provide us strength and grace to be able to walk this way.
唯有我们每天都活在这样子的光景里面。
Only if we live in such a way every day.
当难处来的时候。
Then when difficulties come.
我们能够为他的名站立得住。
Then we will be able to stand firm in His name.
不管在什么样的环境底下。
No matter in what environment.
圣灵给我们能力。
The Holy Spirit provides us strength.
能够走在得胜的道路上。
To walk the way of the overcomer.
我们去祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you.
你不但叫耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
Not only have you allowed your Son to be risen from the dead to save us,
你又赐给我们活泼的盼望。
But you give us a living hope.
把圣灵、把会师赐给我们。
That you provide us this Holy Spirit.
天天住在我们里面。
Who dwells within us every day.
恩膏的教训教导我们如何知道神的心意。
And the teaching of an anointing allows us to understand what is pleasing to you.
认识他的旨意。
And allows us to understand your will.
你的应许要把圣灵赐给我们。
Your promise that you would give us the Holy Spirit.
要让圣灵充满我们。
That we would be filled by the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们能够满有圣灵的能力。
So we would be filled with the strength of the Spirit.
能够走在他的道路中。
And we can stay in this way of the Lord.
我们就献上感谢和赞美。
So we give you all the thanks and praise.
荣耀都归给你。
All the glory be unto your name.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray this in the Lord's name. Amen.